Hello, fellow podcast travelers. Welcome to Saybrook Insights, a production of Saybrook University, an accredited, nonprofit, private institution of higher learning headquartered in Pasadena, California. Celebrating 50 years this year, our humanistic approach to online education has resulted in thousands of alumni the world over advancing the health and well-being of the communities we serve. My name is Nathan Long, president and host of this podcast. Today's episode features one of our illustrious integrative medicine and health sciences faculty members facilitating a mindful moment. We hope you find this experience an opportunity to recenter and relax. For more information about Saybrook and its programs, go to www.saybrook.edu. And now, join us for a mindful moment.
My name is Elena Gillespie, and this is Mindfulness Moments associated with Saybrook University. And I thought of this as this morning, it would be nice because we don't have much opportunity to touch each other these days. And you do find your skin misses it, certainly, and your heart misses it. And as I mentioned, I do set up the space around everyone, even though I don't know exactly who all is here. And how I do that is I envision everyone surrounded by white light and in an enormous virtual circle, so to speak. And no matter where you are, on the East Coast, the West Coast, the Northern Great Lakes, the Center, the South, wherever you are, Europe, or wherever you're coming from, all right, so this one's fairly simple, and I will start by, let's just begin by being seated comfortably and breathing however you wish. Just breathe normally. And imagine yourself as a column of energy, and you are connecting through your seat all the way down to the center of the earth. You can make this energy any color you like, doesn't matter. A white light, purple light, orange, red, whatever. And then have it, the earth will reply to that and come back up and envelop you and go up through your torso and your chest and your neck and head and go out to the top of your head, out into all that is. It's always good to connect to all the energy that is available. There is always enough energy available, and one does not take energy away from anyone else. There's always more than enough for everyone. So just relax your muscle groups. Start with your feet. Set that energy column with your intention, and it will stay there. And then just move up into your legs and your backside and your arms resting lightly on your lap. All right, and then up into your gut and your diaphragm, and just relax. Every breath is just a bit more relaxed, 1 degree more relaxed. And bring it up into your neck and head and out. And just allow the chair to hold you up, allow the earth to hold you up. And while you are doing this, I'm going to give you a couple more minutes to do this. Just work on relaxing and focusing on this column of energy. And I'm going to tell you a story. I liked it when Cliff did that. And because this is a demonstration of exactly how strong intentionality and focusing on our energy can be. Way back when I was just out of college and I was working as an EMT, an emergency medical technician in Los Angeles. And I had just known that I didn't want to work in industry. I wanted to work in medicine. And this was the first place I thought to go, was to become an EMT. And at that time, there was very little an EMT could do. You could do what was called scoop and run, which is pretty much exactly what it sounds like. And basically, you find the patient, you put them in the ambulance, and you run. And that used to frustrated me a great deal. There wasn't very much we could do other than very basic first aid, CPR if it was necessary, but just getting them to the hospital as quickly as possible was the main goal of being an EMT. And I felt that there might be something else I could do, although I did not know specifically what that was. And out of frustration and feeling helpless, what I decided to do is I would hold their hand. Sometimes all that was available was a foot sticking out underneath a blanket on a gurney, but usually their hand. And they were in various stages, sometimes grievously injured, you know, either a heart attack or a stroke or a car accident. And all that was, you know, I might even be able to just get a finger on them while everyone else was either the medics or whomever it was on the radio was asking for directions and help, starting lines and so on and so forth. And what I did was I just sought love at them. And I found, something interesting started happening at that point, is my hands would get hot and they would start pulsing. And I mean, really hot. And I would even look at my hands and shake them because it just felt so odd. But that's all I would do is I would just hold their hand and think love at them. Well, what happened was those patients started to do better. And at first I thought it couldn't possibly be. That's not right. How would that be? And I was really started paying attention and taking notes. And it did seem like those patients whom I was able to do that for actually had better prognoses and better outcomes. And I was quite puzzled by this. I mean, you can't exactly go to the ER physician and say, guess what? You know, this just really seems weird to me. So I just sort of locked it away until years later. And one of my teachers recognized that I had this ability. And obviously we learned how to develop that and so on. But it's extremely that first technique was really quite simple. You just hold their hand and think love at them. So this is what we're going to do in the last 8 minutes or so, is I want you to visually, in your mind's eye, imagine whoever in the group, or even with that face, it doesn't matter. But I want you to extend your left hand to the person next to you in this virtual space. And I want you to feel yourself connect. And you extend your right hand to the person on your right, right, while they extend their left hand into yours. Take your time, really work out the details. And I want you to feel their hands in your hand. Now I want you to think love at them. That's all. That's all you have to do. Relax, breathe, think love. Feel the warmth of their hand in your hand. Your hand might even start pulsing. And you can feel it traverse across your arms and chest and off into your left hand. Now, the secret to this is do not try. Let go of any attempts at success or I'm doing this right or wrong. Just be. And we're going to spend the last few minutes just thinking love and feeling love. Feeling love at the person next to us. And of course, when that happens, it becomes multiplied, because we are all doing it together. And what we do get then is entrainment. And we might even be able to feel the frequency and the pulse. But you will feel it. It gets stronger and stronger. Goes past your heart and off into your left hand. You can feel it spin gently. But we're just going to be quiet and allow this energy to multiply. We are taking care of ourselves. Love is healing. And now what we're going to do is extend this around the planet. Let us stand around the planet. We're very large now, and we're still holding hands, and we're in a circle around the planet. And all we're doing is thinking and feeling love. Okay, we are going to come back to our own space. We're going to maintain that connection. Remember, you can go back to that anytime during the day, anytime at all, and come back to your own space. Take a deep breath in and wiggle around a little. And just gently settle back into the space that you're at in right now. And when you feel comfortable, you can open your eyes. And that concludes our meditation for today. Be well.